Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air dates, February 10th, 1955, and the title is Gun War in the Mountains. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pablo.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Gun War in the Mountains. Mike Forer was as vicious a killer as any who ever rode the trails of the old Southwest. Crafty, long-range planner of bank robberies and murders, his very name brought fear to almost all who heard it mentioned. Only one living man did Mike Forer fear, the Cisco Kid. As our story opens, Mike, his chief henchman, Heck Owen, and their gang of desperados are riding in the Black Mountain country, 2 days out of the town of Desertville. It's late afternoon.
Ain't it about time we make camp, Mike?
I'll tell you when we make camp.
Oh, sure. Only what? Well, we'd ought to be far enough ahead of that sheriff's posse to make camp any time you say.
I ain't worrying about that posse. Moss Wiggins tracking us. He'll give us warning if they get too close.
That's a mighty smart idea you had, Mike. Sending boss into that town ahead of us to get in right with the sheriff and the people.
I don't overlook no bets like that, Heck. Mighty good haul we got out of that bank. And I put one more notch in my gun when that cashier went down.
Looks like we're heading for the water hole up in the upper canyon, Mike.
There we are. We'll make camp there and wait for Moss Wiggin to report to me. Then come night, we'll stampede the posse's horses and pick off them hombres one by one. I'm looking forward to putting more notches on this gun butt tonight.
Well, we better rest these horses, Sheriff.
Just what I'm thinking, Deputy. Oh, boy. Hey, Wiggins. Come here.
Whoa.
How far ahead do you reckon Mike Forrest's gang is?
They're a long ways off, Sheriff. Hmm? They're traveling pretty fast.
You sure of that, Wiggin?
Of course I'm sure, Deputy. If I do say so myself, there ain't any better tracks around here than I am.
Where do you think you'll hole up?
Over in the next range of mountains. That'll be about another day's travel. You better make camp right here, Sheriff, and plan to make an early start.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Wiggin. You know this country and I don't. All right, boys, get down off your horses. We've done a day's ride.
I'll ride up ahead, Sheriff, and see if I can figure out any shortcuts for tomorrow's ride.
All right.
Hey, you better keep both eyes on that Wiggin hombre, Sheriff.
I'm watching him.
Yeah, I done some tracking myself, and I don't believe that gang's as far ahead of us as Wiggin wants us to believe. And I don't think they're traveling as fast as he says, neither.
You're just sore, Deputy, because I didn't let you do the tracking.
No, that ain't it. I just don't trust him.
I know he's been a bad one, but he says he's turned over a new leaf.
Yeah, he says so.
Well, he's been going straight in Desertville, ain't he? Working hard as carpenter. Come on now. Let's get busy and help pitch camp.
Pancho got no more water in the canteen, Cisco.
Neither have I, Pancho.
But the water hole of the upper canyon is just ahead of us. We will stop there.
Yeah, stop there. And get the water. And then we'll be right.
Oh, anywhere you say, Chico. The sky above is blue, the breeze on our faces is cool, and we have no plans. What more could anyone ask?
Food, Cisco.
Ha, 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 ha. I might have known. Food, Cisco. Always food, Cisco.
But Pancho, hungry, is almost supper time.
Very well. We'll find a good spot to make camp, and then we will have our supper. Oh, there.
Oh, look.
Drink of that water will taste good.
Pancho, drink, and then fill the canteen.
Yeah. After you, Diablo. Go on.
After you, Loco.
Come on. Well, we can drink over here, Pancho.
That's nothing like water, Cisco. Nothing like water.
So I hear of me, go.
Now, Pancho, fill the canteen.
Well, I will also fill mine.
Someone ride this way, Cisco.
See, I hear them. Quite a few horses, Chico. Pancho, that is the bandito, Mike Fora.
Can't get ready for trouble, you know.
Whoever you hombres are, get going. Where? That ain't the Cisco Kid.
See, you are right, Mike Fora. How does it happen you are not in prison?
Maybe I got out in good behavior, Cisco. Maybe I got out another way. Get on off your horses, boys.
A mangy pack of coyotes if I ever saw one. Heck, Owen, Slim Yalen.
It's not a good place for us, Cisco.
Keep your hands close to your guns, Pancho. Uh-huh.
You're the hombre that had me set up, Cisco. I don't forget them things.
Get your hands up. Huh? All of you. Muy pronto.
Pass the door of the guns, too.
Get all of you. Get those hands up at once.
Better do as he says, you hombre. Get the drop on us.
Now, turn around. All of you.
Go on, shoot it out with him, Mike.
Not me. Not with Cisco. Oh, no.
Pancho, take their guns. Uh-huh. Toss them all in the bushes.
Yeah, Cisco.
Cisco, I swear I'm going to get you someday for this, as well as for that other business.
Anytime you say, bandito. Perhaps I should turn you over to the nearest sheriff. But since I do not know what you've been doing lately...
All the guns in the bushes, Cisco.
Why not, Pancho? Get on your horse, Chico. I will get on mine.
Cisco.
You can find your guns easily, banditos. Adios, Mike Porter.
You buzzard, Cisco.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Go, Loco, go now. We're not make the camp around here now, Cisco.
I would hardly think so. Not with that gang of killers close by. We'll get as far from them as possible before dark.
Pancho, I think they follow us, Cisco. Mike Fuhrer wants to keep away from Cisco.
We will take no chances. Well, look down below in the canyon. Hold out. Oh,
look. What's it? What?
Somebody's down there.
Wait.
There. Huh? Seems to be making camp.
More bandidos, Cisco.
No. There is a sheriff's posse. 6 or 7 of them.
Mike Fuhrer got more in this gang, Cisco.
See. That explains why those bandidos are in these mountains, Pancho. You're being followed by the posse.
What do we do then?
We will ride to the sheriff's camp to make sure. Then we will offer him our help. Up, Diablo, come
go,
on.
Go now. Go.
Hey, Sheriff.
A couple of riders coming down this way.
What? Riders? Boys! Get your guns ready. This may be a trick. Joe, you and Ed keep whoever it is covered from behind them rocks.
Yeah, that Wiggin hombre back in camp yet?
Nope.
Well, then maybe it's him and one of that gang. If it is... No, by thunder. It's the Cisco Kid and his partner.
The Cisco Kid, huh? I've heard about that, Maverick. Well, keep them well covered, boys.
Oh, they have a ho-ho, look at honey, ho-ho.
What is that, Sheriff?
What is that,
What are you doing around here, Cisco?
Pancho and I have some news that may interest you.
Yeah? And I got some news that may interest you. You two are my prisoners.
What?
Oh, no.
Don't try to resist, neither. Just look around and you'll see some rifles trained on you.
We have no intention of resisting, Senor Sheriff. But on what ground are you arresting us?
On suspicion of being members of Mike Forrest's gang.
Ha, ha, ha. You cannot be serious about that, Senor Sheriff.
Can't he? Well, you see. Deputy, take their guns.
Well, now, wait a minute, Sheriff. I've always heard Cisco's on the side of the law.
Take their guns, I said.
You're the boss. Hand him over, Cisco.
Un momento. Senor Sheriff, are you following the bandito Mike Fora?
That's right.
Pancho and I rode here to offer our help in case you want it. Porter and his gang are only a short way ahead at the waterhole. This late in the day, they will probably make their camp there.
And Wiggins said they was way ahead of us, huh?
I still think Wiggins right. Take them guns, Deputy.
Very well. With those rifles on us, we have no choice. Here you are, Senor Deputy.
Here you are, Senor Deputy. You're wrong, Sheriff. You're wrong.
Any of you boys know about this Cisco kid?
Oh, he's all right.
Well, the county is bad. About evenly divided in your opinions, huh? Well, tell you what, Cisco. I don't want to be too hard on you. Now, give me your word of honor you won't leave this camp and I won't have you tied up.
No, Senor Sheriff. Pancho and I have done nothing to be arrested for.
Not one single thing.
To do as you say would be to admit that we had.
All right. Do it yourself. Get some rope and time, Deputy.
What did Cisco say? We now out of the frying pan into another frying pan.
Here comes Moss Wiggin, Mike.
Yeah, I thought it was about time for him to be showing up.
Whoa, whoa. Howdy, Mike. Howdy, Eric.
Howdy. Well, where are they camped, Wiggin?
About a half mile down the canyon, Mike. I told the sheriff I was coming out to look for shortcuts on the trails.
Did you meet that Cisco kid?
Cisco kid?
He rode down that trail right there, Wiggin.
I come up the other one. Must have missed him. Yeah. How long ago?
Oh, not long. Never mind that. All right, now you hustle back to that camp. See if Cisco's found it. Chances are he has.
I'd most likely tell the sheriff he'd found us up here.
I don't think the sheriff would believe him, Heck. Sheriff was carrying on about Cisco this morning, saying he thought Cisco was about as bad as Mike here.
Now, just the same, you get back there. As soon as it's dark, we'll come down and attack.
Why don't you stampede their horses, Mike?
That's what we're going to do. The minute we start shooting and yelling, you draw your guns, Wiggin. Get the sheriff and the deputy.
What about the Cisco kid if he's there?
Wing him, but don't kill him. I want to do that myself. All right, now get going back.
You get loose, Cisco?
I think I will in a moment or two, Pancho. The deputy did not tie these ropes very tight.
Not tie these ropes very tight, neither. The deputy like us, Cisco.
He may not like us, but at least he does not agree with the sheriff that we are bandidos.
He does not agree, no.
And I believe he tied us loosely on purpose.
Who that hombre, Cisco?
He must be that Wiggin hombre the deputy mentioned.
Whoa, whoa!
Took you quite a while to get back, Wiggin.
I was hunting for that shortcut I told you about. It took me a long time to find it.
You still reckon Flora's outfit a long way ahead?
Yeah, I do.
Cisco here claims it's just a short ways ahead up the waterhole.
Well, Cisco lies.
Do not say Cisco lies, a coyote. Do not say this. Cisco's hand's not tied.
Get up, Pancho.
Let him loose, Sheriff. And I'll show Cisco whether I'll repeat it or not.
Come over here closer, hombre. Say, I recognize this hombre now, Senor Sheriff. 2 years ago, he was a member of Mike Forrest's gang.
You lie again, Cisco. I'll show you.
You will be sorry for that blow, hombre. Believe me, you will be sorry.
Cut that out, Wiggin. Nobody's hitting men who can't defend themselves. Not in my camp. What's that shooting?
Pancho almost came out, Cisco.
So am I, Pancho.
The bandidos, Senor Sheriff. Get your men away from that campfire. Madre mia, they're stampeding the horses.
Get your gun, boy. Come on.
There. Now my hands are free.
In Pancho, too, she's go.
Let's go, boy.
I'm with you, Sheriff.
You two ain't going nowhere.
Look out, Sheriff. Deputy.
Santa, we can normally kill the sheriff and the deputy, Cisco.
You double-crossing bandito. I cannot get my hands on you soon enough.
I'm going to get you, Cisco, right now.
Look out, Cisco. Cisco shot. You killed Cisco, bandito, and Pancho killed you with his bare feet.
It looks like certain death for all the posse and Cisco and Pancho. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Thank you.
back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Gun War in the Mountains. Riding through the Black Mountains, Cisco and Pancho met an old enemy, Mike Forer, who with his gang was planning an attack upon the pursuing sheriff's posse. At once, Cisco reported to the sheriff, who, not liking Cisco, proceeded to take our friends prisoners. Meanwhile, the posse's double-crossing tracker, Moss Wiggin, conferred with Mike Forer and determined upon a plan of attack. Returning to camp, Wiggin shot down the sheriff and the deputy when he heard Forer's men stampeding the posse's horses. Then turned his guns on Cisco and Pancho. Now...
You kill Cisco, hombre, and Pancho fix you.
Stand back, or I'll get you too, fat one.
You're fat one yourself, no?
Stay there.
Get that Wiggin, hombre. He'll run away. Nobody not stop him. Cisco.
I'm all right, Pancho. I threw myself to the ground when he aimed his gun at me, harder than I meant to. It knocked the breath out of me for the moment.
We get that gun, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. But first, we must get the sheriff and the deputy back behind these trees. Here, you take one.
I will take the other.
Pancho got the deputy.
Come on, over this way. Come on. Now, put them down.
Take their guns and ammunition belts.
Si, Cisco.
We'll get our own guns later, amigo. Pancho, take care of the sheriff and the deputy. They may only be wounded.
Take cover, senores. Get back away from the campfires. Get down on the ground. You make good targets standing there.
Bueno, do all you can to help them. I cannot leave here for fear those banditos will rush the camp. I may have been in worse places than this, but I cannot think when.
We got him now. We got him now. Heck, we sure got him.
Looks that way, Mike.
I got the camp surrounded. Not one of them can get away.
Hey, Mike!
Who's that?
Wait a minute. Hold your fire. It's Wiggin.
I got him, Mike.
Yeah?
I got the sheriff and the deputy.
Good. What about the Cisco kid?
Yeah? I reckon I got him, too.
Wait a minute. You killed him?
Reckon I did.
Why, you blasted fool. I told you just to wing him. I wanted to kill him myself. Maybe this'll teach you.
Oh, easy, Mike. He was coming at me. I had to get him before he got me.
It'll make this job easier, Mike, with Cisco out of the way.
Get out of my sight, Wiggin, before I gun you down. Go on, start rounding up them horses.
In the dark, like this?
I said start rounding up them horses. Get all you can and picking them out of my camp. Go on, get going.
All right, Mike. Just as you say.
I'll teach that double-crossing coyote to disobey my orders. Spread out some more, you hombres. I don't want one of that posse left alive.
Bandidos not shoot so much now, Cisco.
The men of the posse have taken cover. The bandidos will not waste their bullets.
What we do about the horses, Cisco?
Diablo and Loco will not be far away. They will not let themselves be taken.
No, no.
First thing we must do is to go after that bandido, Mike Forer.
And I can get through the bandido line, Cisco.
We must get through.
Cisco.
Si, Sheriff.
I was wrong about you. I figured you was one of that gang.
Anyone can make a mistake, Senor Sheriff. Do not think of it again.
Well, I'll go with you after four.
You not can go, Sheriff. You got the wound.
I can go with you, Cisco. My wound ain't near as bad as the sheriff.
I know you want to go, Senor Deputy, but three men would be too many. And you can be of most use by staying right here and looking after the sheriff.
But look here, Cisco.
It will do no good to argue with me, Senor Sheriff. I understand how you feel and wanting to go, but there are times when common sense is better than taking chances.
Cisco's right, Sheriff.
Cisco always right, no?
Far from it, Pancho.
Yeah, I guess he's right, Deputy. All right. You and I'll stay here. But I'm just fair aching to tangle with them bandits.
How you reckon to carry out your plan, Cisco? They got us surrounded.
Do you see that high point of land outlined against the stars, Senor Deputy?
Yeah.
If I were the bandido chief, I would be on that point of land overlooking this camp.
That's right.
Yeah, that's where you'll find Mike Forer, Cisco.
See, unless I'm greatly mistaken. Now, if Pancho and I can creep up there without being seen and take the bandido Forer, it will help break down the rest of the bandidos.
That's mighty risky, though, Cisco.
It's also risky riding under a tree in a gale of wind, Senor Sheriff. A limb of the tree might come down and kill you.
Well, Good luck to you.
Yeah, same here. And if you get a crack at that polecat Wigan, hand him an extra one for me.
I will keep your request in mind, Senor Deputy. Have you reloaded your guns, Pancho?
Yes, si, Cisco. Pancho reload. But Pancho not can hit nothing with the gun. Pancho, this Pancho have the bullwhip.
Never mind the bullwhip. Come, let us get started.
Cold as ice lying out here in this mountain, Jake.
Yeah, head posse ain't going nowhere.
Mike could have set out a guard of two men and let the rest of us get some sleep.
Hey, what was that noise?
Nothing but a cottontail in the bushes. Like I was saying...
You have set enough, hombre!
Okay, and so have you.
Two down, Cisco.
Tie them quickly, Pancho. Back to back.
Back to back.
Here, I will help you. Now, put that rope around them. I will take their guns.
They sleep for some time, Cisco.
Nevertheless, tie them.
There. That hold them, Cisco.
Bueno. Now come. Let us get to the top of that hill.
You're almost there already, Cisco.
See?
Yeah, moon's coming up, Heck.
Yeah. You gonna rush the camp, Mike?
Yeah, I reckon we will. I don't like this waiting. Go down and tell Jake to pass the word. When I howl like a coyote, them hombres are to rush the camp.
All right.
Pancho, wait. That hombre is coming right down this way. This is luck I had not expected.
Quieto now, quieto.
Jake. Hey, what the?
Tie him too, Pancho. I'm going up after Mike Fora.
Wait for Pancho.
There is no time to wait, Chico.
Heck. What's going on down there? Heck.
Mike Fora come down here too, Cisco.
Shh. Get up, Pancho. Get up.
Hey, Heck. Answer me. What in thunder's...
He will not answer you, but I will, Bandito, like this.
And this.
Tie him to this other one, Pancho.
Sí, Cisco. Bueno, Cisco. Bueno.
Where is that Wigan hombre?
Must be at the bandido's camp, Cisco.
Sí. I think you are right, Pancho. Give me 2 minutes.
Sí.
Then call the posse to the attack.
To happen?
Tell them so the bandidos can hear that we have captured the leaders.
But Pancho, go with Cisco, Cisco.
Do as I say and join me later, Pancho. Sí. In 2 minutes, call the posse.
Does Mike Fora think he is hitting me like that? I'll get even with that hombre. If I can find that gold, maybe Mike left it here in the camp with his bedroll. Now, I'll light a match and look around. Here's his bedroll. Now, let's see. Yeah, gold from the Desertville Bank. A nice haul. By the time he gets up here, I'll be a long ways off with this gold. Here, a nice haul. Whoa. I'll get this into my saddlebag and then I'll start. I'm rich now.
Not as rich as you think, Aubrey.
Cisco! You ain't gonna stop me! I'll kill you!
Big talk, Bandito. Big talk only!
Let me go, Cisco, and I'll give you half this money.
The place you will go, hombre, is to jail just as soon as we can get you there.
Cisco!
Hey, Pancho, here is more work for you to do.
More work? Pancho have the hard part of this, Cisco. All Cisco got to do is knock these hombres out, but Pancho got to tie them up, no? Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
All those bandidos in the jail now, huh?
Oh, all but one or two of them, Chico. And I think they will soon be caught.
We got nothing to do now.
No, not a thing, amigo. We can ride wherever we wish.
Where we go, Cisco?
Well, how about riding south to call on your friend Rodolfo?
No, Cisco. Rodolfo not got the time to entertain Cisco and Pancho now.
Oh, is Rodolfo busy?
He very busy, Cisco. His brother in the Los Salvador visit him.
Oh, I see, I see. And Rodolfo has to entertain Salvador?
No, he not exactly entertaining, Cisco. He follow him around to keep the eye on him.
Well, why does he have to do that?
Because Salvador go around telling the people to keep their bedroom windows open all the time.
Oh, he advises plenty of fresh air, eh? Then Salvador must be a doctor, Pancho.
No, he not a doctor, Cisco.
Well, then what is he?
A burglar.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright 2013 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Pretty much that just means give me credit for putting it out there. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.